Here's today's In Touch Reflection, set free to serve.
Today's reflection is based on verses 23 through 24 of Colossians chapter 3. Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord and not for people, knowing that it is from the Lord that you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve.
Christ the Lord is risen. That means those of us who are believers are free from death and the powers of hell. But we don't always act that way, do we? Imagine what the world would be like if Christians used that freedom to serve one another. And what if, through this service, we could express who God is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to those who don't know Him? This isn't just a nice thought. It's the calling on the life of each believer. God created us in His image as relational beings, and this is true whether we've already found salvation in Christ or have yet to trust in Him. But truly serving God through service to others happens only after a person has been liberated by the Lord's forgiveness and grace. In Galatians, Paul reminds us that we are called to freedom. He continues by cautioning us not to use our liberty as an opportunity to indulge the flesh, but instead encourages us to serve one another through love. What does it look like to set aside our own desires and pleasures, serving enthusiastically out of love for Jesus and gratitude for all He's done? Think about it. This week, look for opportunities to serve. It doesn't have to be grand. God can multiply small efforts for His purposes.